Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Aunt Mildred?
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Just wanted to make sure you're on. Hold on. I'm getting everybody on. Thank God for you being here this morning. I thank God for hearing and answering prayers this morning. Okay. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice, and we are glad in it. The words of God says, if we seek him early, we'll find him. So we are here on Bible Story Land seeking the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord for everyone this morning. I'm so glad you could join us on Bible Story Land. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. Today is, someone had their radio on, would you please turn it off for me, please, or TV, I appreciate it. Today is Children's Day on Bible Story Land. So we're honoring children today. Everybody's honored, but we are particularly honoring our children this morning. The Lord is great and mighty. He's the King of Kings, and he is your majesty. He's the head of my life. He is the one who died for me, and he's the one who loves me. He gave Jesus, who loves us, his only son, to give us abundant life. I honor my spiritual parents, Bishop Billy White and Lady White, the New Life Temple Church and my church family. I honor my family, all of my family, my aunts and uncles and sister and my brother-in-law, my cousins, my niece and their family, my nephew and his family, everybody. I honor my whole family. I honor my neighbors, my friends, and God bless each of you. All right, Sister Brenda, are you on this morning?
Yes, I am.
All right, would you say the opening prayer for families, include families, please?
Yes. Good morning to all on today, and God bless you all. Father God, as we come to your throne of grace, I just count it a joy and a privilege to lift up families. And Lord, I just come against conflict and strife now in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of division, and I come against families. And I cancel Satan's assignment against the families. And Father God, for all the families out there that are listening on today, I just plead the precious blood of Jesus over every home, every door and every window, and I ask the Lord to station ministering angels at every door and every window to God. And Father God, I just loose the spirit of unity. Father God, let the bond of love be so strong between the mothers and the fathers, one to the other, and between the father and mother and the children, and from one sibling to the other sibling, Father God. I lose compliments, words of encouragement, acceptance, admiration, and respect between parents and children, even parents and grandparents and grandchildren and grandparents, Father God. I decree and I declare that the parents would lead the children in prayer, Father God, that the homes represented would be homes filled with prayer, that you would teach them how to pray, especially the little children, Father God. I decree and I declare that they would look up to you, that they would get into their Bibles and read the word of the Lord, and that you would just illuminate their minds to see that the word is relevant, it's alive, it's quick, and it's powerful, Father God. And Lord, I just decree and I declare that the grandparents will begin to teach their grandchildren about the Lord, the word of the Lord, and that they would begin to take the children to church, that the grandparents and the parents and the children would go to church, and that songs would be played and sang in the home. Jesus loves me, this I know, and other songs of praise and worship, and that the grandparents, the parents, and the children would begin to see what a wonderful, fascinating God that we serve in the home, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would begin to magnify him and begin to love him with all their heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. The Lord, amen. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father, we're just so honored for your presence this morning. We can't do anything without you, Father. This is Children's Day today. We honor children. All All right, we're honoring children this morning. And, you know, children can read Bibles, too. Some children read at 4 and 5 years old. And we are honored to have children, no matter, even babies. You can bring your babies because we have an anointing for babies. So we're so grateful that all of you are on this morning. God bless you. We have a very young woman on this morning. She's 100 years plus. She's my favorite aunt. Her name is Mrs. Mildred Brown. And she is going to minister to us in song this morning. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning.
How
Thank
you doing?
Thank you all for letting me be here this morning. Opening
yes.
my eyes, letting me hear this wonderful program.
Amen. You ready to sing this morning?
Oh, yes. Shall I go on now?
Yes, ma'am.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. No matter, no matter what be the test, just lean weary ones upon his breast. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Oh, every day, yes, all the way, He will take care of you. God will take care of you. I say, God, yes, He will.
Oh, this is still
take
about
care of you.
I'm learning a lot through these.
Man, hallelujah.
Thank God, hallelujah.
Lord, that was awesome. I tell you, I thank God for a strong voice for a 100-year-old young woman. Oh, God bless you, Aunt Mildred. We're so happy you could be with us. And I just got strength upon you and blessings upon you. May He bless you more and more every day. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Remember I said today is Children's Day. Thanks for joining us. We are honoring children today. They are God's gift to us. You know God gives us gifts every day. He loads us up, He said, with benefits. The Bible says in Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And then Jesus laid hands on them and prayed for them. And He said, we'll be doing greater things than Jesus. So lay your hands on your children and pray for them every day. There's so much happening when we turn the TV on, listen to the news. Pray for your children. Pray with your children so they can keep safe. We are honored this morning to have a medical doctor on. She and I went from kindergarten through seventh grade together here in Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Dr. Dolores Duckett. She now lives in New York. She's a pediatrician. How you doing this morning, Dr. Duckett?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing
How's
great. And you?
And on this beautiful day, it's beautiful here in New York. It's rather cold, 29 degrees, and but it's very sunny.
Amen.
Just, yes.
All
and,
right.
I'm to talk about health for children, and I think it's very important because I see children all the time. And I think it's very important that not only parents be know about their children's health, but it's very important that children as well know about their health. And I know all children, they get excited when they go to the grocery store. It's a very exciting experience for children because they're looking at all of the things that they like to eat. So I would like to talk about some of the things that I think are important for children to eat. And many children in the morning, they eat lots of sugar, sugary cereals, and honey nuts, whatever, and Krispies, Rice Krispies with lots of sugar, and things like that. I have other things that perhaps you would like to try. Perhaps you've tried them. I know most people like oatmeal. Oatmeal makes you very strong. Oats are very strong cereal, and they make even horses. Horses can run so fast because they eat oats. I like Cheerios too. Cheerios are without the honey, and with fruit, Cheerios can be very, very good, as well as something like granola that's low in sugar. That's also very good. And things such as having a boiled egg in the morning, whole wheat toast, that's very healthy as well. I don't know if children like such things as mushrooms, but mushrooms are very healthy in the morning. You can put them on the stove with a little bit of oil. Avocado is also very healthy. And I know that also all children like things like smoothies that you can have. You can blend in a blender, and with for instance a banana with coconut milk, something like that, and a little bit of peanut butter. That will keep you from getting hungry all day long. Just keep in mind when you have your breakfast, try to have your juice only in the morning. That way we don't get too fat, because children now, I see a lot of children in Brooklyn that weigh way too much, and they can hardly run, and they're not very happy because they eat so much sugar. And the other foods, when you have your lunch, tell your mom that you don't want any more lunch meats, because the lunch meats that are packaged in the store are not healthy at all. They are full of something called chemicals, and they can really make... The other thing is you can tell your mother, maybe if you had chicken the night before, maybe you can have a chicken sandwich. And keep in mind that if you have tuna fish, that you should not have tuna fish that often. Because unfortunately now, tuna fish eat what we put in the water, in the oceans. And some of the things that we have been putting into the oceans is not good for our fish. So tuna fish can be high in a chemical called mercury, which is not very healthy for us. And also, if you pack your lunch for school, remember to take fruit. Instead of taking a piece of candy, always take two pieces of fruit. And there are just so many different fruits that you can think of when you go to the supermarket. And also, if you happen to be in the store with your mother, ask her to read the labels for anything that you buy, to make sure that it doesn't have too much sugar. And to read the labels on the juice, to make sure that it's pure juice, and the amount of sugar that's in the juice is very important, to keep it as low as possible. Then when you have your dinner, try not to eat too much meat during the week. Limit your meat to, say, no more than, say, 2 to 3 times a week. And other times have fish, poultry, or beans. Beans and rice are so healthy. Beans and rice are one of the healthiest things that you can eat. And the best rice really is brown rice. It will help you. It will help your stomach to function better, your intestines, so that you don't have a hard time going to the bathroom. And there's so many. And also, when you have your beans, you can think of all of the colors. When you go to the supermarket, where they have the dried beans, look for all of the different colors. Look for the red beans, the black beans, the pinto beans, the lima beans, the navy beans, the black-eyed peas, the lentils, and lentils can come in so many different colors. I discovered that a few years ago. The store that I shop has lentils in 3 colors. They have green lentils, they have orange lentils, and have the red lentils. And I said, oh my goodness, God has made food in so many different colors for our health. It's just incredible. There's also chickpeas and as well as kidney beans. And kidney beans are so healthy, so full of fiber, and so delicious. And you can make these beans taste so, so good. It can be one of the best things that you've ever tasted if you put just the right seasonings in them. The seasonings that I like are onion, garlic, basil, thyme, rosemary, oregano. I mean, the names are so beautiful. They're almost musical. So when you go to your kitchen, check to see how many different seasonings that you have that are healthy. Your mom can also go to the health food store and get something called Spike, which also helps to season your beans. And also, in some beans, tomato sauce or anything that's tomatoey goes very well with some beans. Tomato sauce goes well with kidney beans. It goes well with pinto beans as well as red beans. They are very good friends, and they taste so, so good together. Also, if pasta can be very healthy, if you cook them in a nice tomato sauce, and you can even put sunflower seeds. If you put sunflower seeds and eat the sunflower seeds with the pasta, that is very, very healthy, and you are getting as much protein as you get when you eat meat, as well as beans and rice or peas and rice. And make sure that when you have your vegetables, try to have 3 vegetables in the evening, and all colors. You want green, you want yellow, you want the red vegetables, such as beets, or purple vegetables, red and purple, beets and red cabbage, red onion, and also the white, which is cauliflower, and the white potato. The white potato can also be very healthy, especially when it's baked. And the more vegetables you eat, the happier you will feel. That if I eat a lot of vegetables at dinner time, different kinds, I feel so satisfied and so happy. And I said, how come I didn't think of this long time ago? Vegetables are the happy foods. So always be friendly with vegetables, because they will keep you happy and healthy, and they will keep you strong. And vegetables will not allow you to gain too much weight. And also, don't forget the lovely sweet potato. The sweet potato is such a delicious vegetable. And also, when you want something sweet, the sweet potato helps to satisfy your sweet tooth. And then, when you want to eat snacks, again, the sunflower seeds, peanuts, prunes, Some people can eat cheese. Some people cannot. Also, instead of buying potato chips, you can slice your own potatoes. You can even slice sweet potatoes and bake them in the oven, and that is much better for you. Also, popcorn. You can make your own popcorn. Older kids, popcorn is easier to eat. Younger children should be careful when they eat popcorn, because if they're playing, it can cause them to choke. So just be careful and pay attention always while you're eating. Also, for snacks, fruits, apples, you can get frozen pineapple year-round as a snack. You can also get frozen mango. Some stores carry frozen mango. You can have that year-round. Very tasty. Frozen strawberries are good year-round, as well as bananas. So there's so many things if we think of that we think really strongly about, we can find to eat. Whole wheat crackers that are low in salt, graham crackers, and celery. The sour cream is also very healthy. The other thing that you don't want to forget, especially if you live in places like Florida, the southern areas where it's not as cold as New York, is to get outside several times a week. It is very important to get outside and into the sun. Let the sun shine into your face. The sun is like rays of love that God is sending to us, and it's very important that we get sun. We should try to walk or run outside, if possible, 2 to 3 times a week, if we like to swim, dance, or do karate. That is very important. If you like to grow things outside, that is also so much fun, to see something come out of the ground, something that you actually planted, and to see it peek through the soil. It is such a wonderful feeling.
Excuse me.
Don't forget, if your mom, you can ask your mom, especially if it's very cold where you live, to get some vitamin D from your cod liver oil. And many, if their parents that are listening, you remember your parents giving you cod liver oil every day. I find that there's so many children whose skins are very, very dry, and they suffer from things like asthma and allergies, because they don't get enough oil especially from the fish. Fish oil is very important for that. Fish oil with vitamin D is very important, because we all need strong bones, and fish oil is high in vitamin D for building strong bones. And of course, don't forget to sleep. Don't forget to go to bed early. Younger children need to go to bed by about 9 o'clock at night. Younger children, 9 o'clock at night. Older children by 10 o'clock at night, so that you have from 9 to 10 hours of sleep. That is very, very important. And when you wake up, you need to feel refreshed and ready for the day. Also, if you're eating the proper foods, you're going to go to the bathroom every day. So make sure that you eat enough vegetables so that you have at least one stool per day. And your stool should be light in color. They should not be dark, and ideally, they should be yellow in color. Also, it's very important to be happy. Happiness is very important for good health. And you can be happy by helping others, and also by making the world a better place. Helping your parents in the house, doing your best in your studies, and spending time reading good books and stories, going to the library, and also having good friends. If you have friends that make you feel happy, those are your real, those are your friends. But if you have friends that make you feel sad, they are not good for you. Also, make sure you have hobbies such as drawing, writing, dancing, and music. And never, finally, never forget to have your dreams and wishes, because if you wish and in sincerity you have your dreams and that you what you want for your family, what you want for your life, let God and the angels know what you want with all of your heart and feel strongly about it, and it will come true. Just remember to ask God and the angels for what you want. And also be grateful. Be grateful for whatever you have. The more you are grateful, the more you will get. And the more that you can use your imagination to think about what you want, the more you will get it. Thank you.
All right. Amen. All right. How to be healthy. Oh, we appreciate all that information, Dr. D. We appreciate you, Dr. Duckett. That was excellent. So, parents, you know how to get your children to be healthy, and hopefully she'll come on another time and give us more information and even elaborate on some of those things. So I wrote some notes down, so in case you've forgotten, you can call me. My number is 904-768-5008. All right. Children today are brilliant. They are born smart. They are eager to learn and seemingly more in tune with God. They have a relationship with God on some level. Listen to what they say. Even before they speak, they are very alert. They pay attention to things around them. They understand our communication, even when they're little babies. It's us who are slow or think that it's not important to listen to our children, especially when they're infants. They communicate with us many things, but we think because they're so young, they don't know little or nothing. But remember, they learn from you even before they come out the womb. And as they grow, they learn to listen, and they listen. And by the time they reach a certain age, they can speak what you said to them. And sometimes we're amazed. We're like, where did they get that from? They got it from us, somebody that they've been around. Well, from experience, I can tell you that they speak, you know, what we've put into them. We value them to a high degree. We think that what they're saying sometimes is, you know, not significant. We just have to consider, we just consider it baby talk. Many times, you know, babies, they sense things that we don't. They warn us of things, but unless we're paying attention, we don't get it. We discount what they communicate to us until after something happens. They are not as distracted as we are. Children don't worry about paying the bills or, you know, how to be taken care of. They don't worry about all those, where to live and, you know, what to wear. They're just free. You know, they're just free. They know how to go with the flow of God. They don't worry about it. They are totally dependent upon God and upon us for everything that they need. They've learned to be free to explore, you know, which sometimes we forget. We get too busy, bogged down. I know I do. I get bogged down in this and that and the other. Things that don't even, it doesn't mean anything. They're not concerned about tomorrow or next week or next month. They let go and they let God. We can learn a lot from children. As they grow and gain, as they grow older, they listen and they watch, learn us, and they learn what to say. They don't even worry. They don't even know how to be cautious. They're brave and courageous. I used to go to the beach and jump, you know, and not even worry about the waves, not worry. I didn't have any concerns about any of those things. If you give children several toys, you'll notice that they'll play. They'll pick with one. They'll play that one almost all the time. They can have 10 things. Did they choose instrument? Are they musically inclined? Did they choose art? Can they draw? Are they artistically inclined? Did they choose a doll to put Band-Aids on? Do they listen to the heartbeat? Are they inclined toward becoming a physician, a doctor? Did they choose a chalkboard? And are they inclined to teach or instruct others? They always, you do this, you do that. You know, that's how I was. Every child, maybe they're going to be a teacher. Every child is born with several gifts, many talents, a purpose inside them. Do you know that you have, you know, do you know a child who has the gift of gab? Talk. Maybe they're going to be a preacher, a pastor inside of them. Our Bible character today had several gifts. He was very, very courageous and very responsible. He was patient and observant. He took care of the sheep. In 1 Samuel 16, the Lord said to Samuel, "Fill up your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to the house of Jesse, the Bethlehemite. I have provided myself a king among his sons." Samuel was afraid of Saul, but God told him what to do concerning Saul. "Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I want you to show, and I will show you what to do. You shall anoint for me the one that I name to you." So Samuel did what the Lord told him. The elders of Bethlehem trembled at the coming of Samuel. And they said, "Do you come peaceably?" He answered, "Yes, I come peaceably. I've come to sacrifice to the Lord." Then he said, "Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them. Samuel did all the Lord instructed him to do. When Samuel saw Eliab, he thought he was the one that God had chosen. But the Lord said to him, "Don't look on his appearance or how tall he is, because I rejected him. God does not see as humans see. We as humans look on appearance, but God looks at the heart, our heart. God chose none of Jesse's sons that were there." Samuel asked, "Do you have another son?" Jesse told him, "I have a younger son. He's tending the sheep." So Samuel sent someone to get his other son. When he came, he saw a child that had a healthy complexion, beautiful eyes, and handsome in appearance. The Lord said, "Go ahead and anoint him. He is the one. He is God's choice." So Samuel took the flask of oil and anointed David in the presence of the brothers. The Lord's spirit came to him and came over him, and the Lord's spirit came over David and stayed with him from that day on.
1 Samuel 17:45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied."
David killed the lion, then he killed the bear. David killed the lion, then he killed the bear. David killed the lion, then he killed the bear. With his very own slingshot, he aimed it. With his very own slingshot, he aimed it. Next came the giant from another land. Next came the giant from another land. Next came the giant from another land. And David slew him too. Goliath went down with the rumble of a mountain. Goliath went down like the rumble of a mountain. Goliath went down like the rumble of a mountain. And David took his head off then. And David took his head off then. So our story is about David. He was a brave young man. Parents, have you given your children to God? Like Hannah, Samuel's mother, she gave him to God when he was very, very young. And she made what we call today a pact with God, or she made a commitment to God that she would be faithful to God and she would give her son back to God. Or have you given your children to the devil? How can you tell if you've given them to God or to the devil? I'm not talking about taking them to church or allowing them to go to Sunday school. A Wednesday night Bible school, that's good too. I'm talking about praying with them, praying for them. Are you teaching them God's word? Remember, as parents, we have several duties. We have to teach them, train them, provide for them, nurture them, control them, to love them. You know, many times I see children in the grocery store knocking stuff off and everything, but parents refuse today to control them. Take them by the hand and say, listen, you don't have to always smack their little hands or their bottom. I saw a lady yesterday smack a child upside the head. Please, don't hit them on the head. Their heads are fragile. Smack them on the bottom. That's where God intended. Or smack them on their little hands and say, uh-uh, that's how we control them. Don't do that. Teach them at home. When you go in the store, don't touch stuff. Don't knock it off. You know, be kind and be courteous to your children. Our duty is to love our children, to correct our children, to instruct our children. Here are some signs that you may have given them to the devil. Now, if you've given your authority over to the devil, your child will begin to be disobedient.
All right.
When you say something to them, they'll roll their eyes, suck their teeth, stomp their feet, and even make hissing sounds and talk under their breath. You have to ask them over and over to do the same thing. Take out the trash, make your bed, clean your room. That's how you know you've given them over to the devil, because they're not listening. They threaten you. They intimidate you. They say, I'll call 911 if you continue to treat me like that. My daddy says I can. My mama says I can. That's why I like so-and-so's mama and daddy. You know, they talk back. They talk ugly to you. I'm going to kill myself, they'll say. I wish I wasn't born. They're so stubborn. If you tell them to go right, they go left. If you say no, they say yes. Not with words, but with actions. Now, here are some signs you've given them to God. They're obedient. If you tell them to do something, they do it with a good attitude. They have a good relationship with God. They kneel and pray like you instructed them when they were young. And if you don't, it's not too late. They sing to God. They read the word. They study the word. They have their own personal Bible, maybe with their names engraved on them. They worship God. They obey those who have rule and authority over them in the school, in the neighborhood, wherever. They study God's word, the Bible. They remember when you taught them the 23rd song. And you know David wrote the 23rd song, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I know my father taught me that. He also taught me Our Father prayer. Your children, you know, if you've given them to God, they have order in their life. Their room is kept clean, neat, orderly, everything in a place. They attend spiritual events, even without being told. Youth seminars, youth meetings at church. You know, maybe they started a prayer group at their school. They tell their friends about God's love. Well, today we have some young talent on our show this morning. We have so much talent on the line this morning. Our first guest is from Houston, Texas. Her name is Anaya, and she's 6 years old. Her grandmother is Gloria Jean Shiloh from New Orleans. Are you ready, Anaya?
Yes.
All right. We're ready to listen to you sing.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because Jesus loves me.
Hey, man, that was beautiful, Anaya. Oh, my goodness. How old are you, Anaya?
6 years
old. Look at what God has put into her. How much her parents are instilling in her. That was beautiful. How she loved Jesus even as a child. You know, when children sing something, they mean it. Sometimes we just words. But she meant that she loved Jesus. And guess what, Anaya? Jesus loves you too. And I thank God for her mother. Mother, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much for teaching her, praying for her. I love you, Anaya. And thank you. Thank you, Mother, for allowing her to be on.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You're welcome.
We have some more children on the line. Our next guest is a trio. Niobe, Janiyah, and Javon. Are you there? Hello? Okay, they may not be on. All right, so we have some more guests. These are some young ladies and another friend of theirs from Indianapolis, Indiana. Amber is 14 years young. Katie is 17 years young. Good morning, Amber and Katie.
Good morning.
Okay, we have like a little echo on the line. I don't know what that is. How are y'all this morning?
Oh, we're fine.
Okay, that's much better. Good. Y'all ready to sing to the Lord this morning?
Yes, we are.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, this is a gospel song that is sang by Mary Mary. Yeah, it's called We Can't Give Up Now. And then our second song is going to be an original song that we wrote called Family and Friends featuring Michael Collier.
Amen. Go ahead. We're listening.
There will be mountains that I will have to climb. And there will be battles that I will have to fight. Victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. But how can I expect to win if I never try? I just can't give up now. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me this road would be easy, and I don't believe he loved me this far. Never said there wouldn't be trials. Never said I wouldn't fall. Never said that everything would go the way I wanted to go. But when my back is against the wall and I feel all hope is gone, I'll just lift my head up to the sky and say, help me to be stronger. I just can't give up now. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he's on me this far to leave me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! My God, that was amazing. I know y'all got a CD in the making right now. Hallelujah. That is my aunt's and my favorite song. We love that song.
Oh,
yeah, my aunt, that's 100. She'll tell you that's our favorite song.
Wow, that was so
funny. Yes.
You heard it? She said yes. All right, y'all ready for the next song?
Yes. It's the original piece that we all wrote. Michael, are you there?
Okay, y'all connected him or did you give him the number?
We connected him, I thought.
Yeah, he was on earlier.
I guess he isn't here. We can still do the song without him.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Do you guys want us to put on, like, music in the background, or
baby,
is that going to be?
Choose, however you choose to do it, whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay. I was thinking of you today, knowing you've been having some rough days. I want to sense of love your way. Please try not to go crazy, 'cause you're my best friend, and I hate to see you sad. I just want you glad. Put a smile up on your face and make your day a brighter day. There comes a time in our lives where we're drowned by madness. Somebody's gotta give us peace and bring us to the surface again. There comes a time in our lives when all things don't go right. So keep your head up, be strong. I'm letting you know you're not alone. See you smile. I see you smiling, I see you smile. I wanna see you smile. I see you smile. Yeah, yeah. I see you smiling, 'cause you're my best friend. I see you smiling, I see you smile. When you're down, just know that I'll be there to lift you up again. You're my faithful friend. Takes us to change us some wanted arrangements, but it's okay, 'cause through the rain, the sun still shines on me, yeah. Just know that you have friends that care about you. Just know when you cry, they're crying with you. When you hurt, we hurt together. When you cry, we cry together. I'm singing this song to share my love for you. Just know these words are from my heart, it's true. I won't give up on you or right till the end. Forever love, you're my best friend, yeah. I see you smiling, I see you smiling, I see you smile. I wanna see you smile. Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome. I tell you what, children are so talented. Sometimes we just have to key into them. Girls, that was awesome. I thank God for you. I thank God for your mother and your family. And you all are a blessing. We look forward to you all coming on again.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
All right. So you all know how to eat healthy now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'll talk to you girls during the week. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a good one.
You too. We're not finished yet, so if you want to stay on, we have something else. We have another great speaker this morning. We have a sister, my good friend, my prayer partner, Sister Sandra Houston from Kalamazoo, Michigan. How you doing this morning, Sister Sandra? Hello?
Yes.
She may have gotten knocked out. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull her back up. Hold on a second. Sandra?
Yes. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you now.
Amen. Amen. It's just a blessing being here today with the youth and the other people that are on the air. And we just want to thank God for that and for Sister G inviting us on.
All right.
We just want to say, we just want to. Amen. Shall I go on now, Sister G? I just would like to say, to tell you our story about our business and how we got started. On the afternoon, May 31st of 2003, my best friend Veronica and I, we always take flowers and put them on her mother's grave and also her late husband's grave. As we were putting flowers on the graves of her best friend, I mean, excuse me, of her husband and also her mother, Veronica gets a phone call. It was her sister telling her that her niece's house was on fire. We rushed to her niece's house, and there were fire trucks, and they were coming. Oh, my. They were coming, and we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was going on. They were just coming, and we thought, oh, no. The house was in flames, and we said, is everyone all right? The lights were flashing, and it was just a time that we were just praying to the Lord. And so when we got there, we just saw the family crying, and we asked them, is everyone all right, and did everyone get out safely? And her sister said, yes, thank God. Oh, boy, thank God. We wanted to know, where are the children? Were the children safe? And she said, yes, they're next door. So we went next door to see them and to talk to them. And I asked the youngest, which was 5 at the time, I said, are you okay? And she said, yes, but my new church dress got burned up and my new church shoes, they got burned. And in my coloring book, I can't find my coloring book. It's burning. And so I said, oh. And so then I went to the 7-year-old and I asked her, I said, are you okay? And she said, I don't know where my puppy is. I can't find my puppy. So then I went to the 12-year-old and I said, how are you doing, honey? And she said, the fireman, he gave me a treatment for asthma. And I told him, I said, you know, you can replace these things, but you've got your family. You still have your brothers and your sisters, and they're still alive. Thank God. So I prayed for them, and after the prayer, someone came in and said, here, I found your puppy. He was outside. We found your puppy. And she was so excited. She was so excited. So we asked him, can you tell us what happened? And she said, yes, we can tell you what happened. So this is the story. I'm not going to tell you the real names, so we can just go forth. Her older brother, the middle brother, his name is, anyway, he's 14 years old, and he was bright and energetic. Like I said, he was 14 years old, and he was a member of the varsity football team, even at that young age. When he was a child, he suffered from asthma, rendering him unable to practice and to participate into sports, serious sports. On the evening of May the 31st of 2003, his parents and his older brother, they went out to pick up pizza. And, you know, his older brother was just, he enjoyed getting away from home. And so then this 14-year-old brother and his sisters, they were still there relaxing at home. Then suddenly, he realized that the house was on fire. Oh, no. The house is on fire. And the flames were just engulfing everywhere. So suddenly, he runs up the steps and says he didn't even run out of the house. He was thinking of his sisters. And so the house was just burning. And so there were just flames everywhere, as I just said. And then the relatives next door, they became aware of what was going on, and that because it was just a few feet away. The flames were getting more intense. And it prevented anyone from giving aid to him and his sisters. So they began to cry out in prayer. Oh, Lord, please save the kids next door. Please save them. So the children, what happened was the middle brother, he ran upstairs. And his sisters were frightened, and they were over huddled in the corner of the bedroom because they were playing up there, and they huddled in the corner. So the 14-year-old, he was tall for his age, and he coaxed them, come on, come on, let's get out. So he put the younger one, he grabbed the youngest, and he put the youngest on his shoulders, and then he took the middle one, and he put the middle one under his arms, and he had to coax the 12-year-old, and he said, come on, come on, we have to get out of here, we have to get out of here. Flames were shooting out of the living room, and so finally, what happened was he jumped down from the stairs because there was just flames everywhere, flames here and flames were there. And then he could hear, he finally heard the fire engine coming, coming, coming. And so he, all of a sudden, as he had, the girls fell, as he fell down the steps, and he grabbed them and put them back where they were, one on his shoulders and one underneath his arm, and he grabbed the other one on her collar. He said, we can make it, we can make it. So they finally made it out of the house. And as soon as he opened the door, the whole house exploded into flames, even more flames. So they made it out. Oh, thank God they made it out. So the next morning, as they went through the house, and it was damaged, and they, he said, Mom, look, look. And the only thing left standing was a mantle, a fireplace mantle. And the only thing that they could recognize on the mantle was an angel and some praying hands. They were still on the mantle. And so it was Jean's mother prayed for her children every day. Lord, please, I'm asking you to encamp the angel of the Lord around her children so that they would be able to make it through the day, and they would make it safe. So as they went out the house, there was the house. They looked up, and once the house was a nice, with two-story green and white home, it was charred, and it was just a skeleton of a frame. So they realized that it was upon the wings and the prayers and the petitions of the family, the loving family, that reached the throne of heaven, that what was saved their children. And the one that saved them, the 14-year-old, this once weak young boy with asthma, God gave him the strength and the courage to save the children's lives. So we just thank God. He was a little hero. He was a little hero. So we just thank God for that. And so after that, Veronica and I, we worked at the same place. And she's my best friend, and she said, she told me, she said, I got something to share with you on our break. So I said, what is it? She said, I'll share it with you. So we went on the break, and she said, God has given me something awesome. I said, what is it? What is it? And she said, it's the saying, God has got my back. I said, whoa, wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. So a few months later, we started a business. The first thing we did, we got it copywritten, trademarked rather. We got a trademark so what no one else could use it. That's what those little girls should do. They should get that one song the little girl wrote and get it trademarked so no one else could take it. So anyway, we got it trademarked, and then we began to use it. And the first thing we put it on was we call them God tags. And these tags, they look just like the regular dog tags that people are wearing, except on the front of them, it says, God has got my back. Whoa! Awesome. Kids are buying them. Adults are buying them. People are buying them everywhere because they're so cool. And then we put God has got my back on the keychains. Then we put it on the silicone bracelets. Then we put it on baseball caps. Then we put it on T-shirts, and whoa, you should look on the website that I'm going to give you any minute. So we put him on there, and on the front of the T-shirt, it's got the hand of God on there. And so it's the hand of God, and it's a big hand, and it's got five different colors, red, brown, red, yellow, white, and black. It's for every race. It's just not for the black race or the white race or the red race or the brown race. It's for all of us. And it's got that world in his hands and a cross. You should just go on a website and check it out. It is really cool. And I know God is pleased with it. And so then on the back of the T-shirt, it says this. It says, whether I'm brown, red, yellow, white, or black, suburbs, ghetto, mansion, or in a shack, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Whatever I need, God has got my back. Oh, hallelujah, God has got my back. Thank you, Lord. And so I'm going to give you our website in case you want to look at it. Our website is www.God has my back.com. God has got my back.com. And our toll free phone number, you can call and it won't be any charge to you at all. The toll free number is 1-877-959-0800. Again, it's 1-877-959-0800. And so if God can give Veronica and I a business, God can do the same for you. And sure, our business is called God Has Got My Back, but in short, it's GHGMB, which stands for God Has Got My Back. God is so awesome, and we just thank him, and I thank Sister G for giving us this opportunity to share this great story to you on Children's Day. May God bless you all.
Amen. That was awesome, Sister Sandy. Children, God is using children all the time. He used that young man to save his sister and brother, and we just appreciate that awesome testimony that happened a few years ago, but God is still using children today. And I want you to know that God has got all of our backs. So call Sister Sandy as a reminder. You know, sometimes we forget, we get discouraged and we forget. But call Sister Sandy and order those T-shirts and God tags, 1-877-959-0800. Now, I'm going to take prayer requests. Anybody have any prayer requests this morning for your children, for your family?
This is Aunt Mildred.
Okay.
And I'd like prayer.
Okay.
I'd like prayer for this program. I want prayer for the little children, and I would like to let them know that God loves all the little children all over the world. Obey
Amen.
Your parents. Be sweet and know that God loves you. And I request prayer, as all of us need prayer. And I hope all of you have a wonderful, lovely day.
Amen.
Thank
you. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you're not already on. I'm going to go ahead and put everybody on this morning. All righty, caller, you're on the air. That's the 269 number. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Sister G and fellow saints. I want to say the same thing. It's not Mildred. Satan is really after our children today, so they need extra prayer, and also for the parents that they might guide them in the way that the Lord would have them to guide them. And I just want to say the program is just excellent today. I just enjoyed the storytelling of my daughter, Sandra,
Amen.
And the girls singing. You know, that's another Mary group coming along. And Dr. Duckett, I tell you, I wrote down everything she said. I'd love to have more information from her because I'm trying to live as long as Aunt Mildred if I can. So God bless you for the program, right. Sister G. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Any more prayer requests?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Stuart.
Oh, hey, Sister Stuart.
My niece and nephew are gone, but they said you can't hear them when you were calling their name to say.
Did you press one?
Oh. Tell her that. She can hear you, but you can't hear her. Tell her to make one.
Press one, baby.
I didn't
get to see Gloria Dean before.
Are you on? Okay, Sister Lena, y'all talking. I can hear you. Are they on now? Tell her to press one. What's her number? 904? Okay, are you on the air now? Huh?
She's on 563-0446.
Tell her to press one. I can't see her number. Press one.
Okay, I'm not going to call her.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Okay,
Sister Paul.
Wait, hold on, Sister Paul. You have a prayer request, Sister Paul?
I thank God. I just want to tell you that we enjoyed the Dr. Duncan from New York, and we prayed for the children, but especially we enjoyed her and your comments that you made today, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
And your aunt, first time I'd heard her.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for your ministry, darling.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Dr. Paul.
All right.
Okay, anybody else? Prayer request. You can speak because you're on the air.
God bless
Praise
you.
Praise the Lord, Sister G.
Hey, how you doing?
Is this going to turn it off?
Sister Lena, I can hear you all talking. Are you talking? Okay, I'm sorry, Vince.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. You still want to do that song? You got about a minute.
If you want me to, I can do whatever I can get out in that minute or so.
Okay. Right. Or look, come on next week and do it for me, okay? I'm sorry. Have you been
on
a while?
That's fine, Miss Sister G. The main thing what was in my heart was the prayer for our youth pastor and all our teachers and trainers that are training our children. That was my prayer.
Okay. Okay. All right, Vince. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, prayer for youth pastor at the New Life Temple Church in Jacksonville, all youth pastors and so forth. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, you can speak.
God bless you, Sister Carissa.
Hey, Linda, how are you in New Orleans, girl?
I'm doing fine. I enjoyed everything. Tell Aunt Mildred hello and kiss her for me. May she live many years to be 101. Bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. Any more prayer requests? Okay, Sister Stewart, did you get the children on yet?
She said she trying. So, Derry, what's happening now? She said she can't get you to hung up. She said... Yeah, she said no more. It's, she had to call you back. She said, telling you it's no more shows now.
Oh, okay. She can't get back on because it's too late.
Yeah, she said you can't get back on because it's past. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Let her come on next week because I announced for them to come on, but they probably didn't press one.
She heard it, but she didn't know to press one, and I didn't either.
Okay, you always press one, but you just forgot. I left it on your voicemail last night. But okay, anybody else prayer request? Sister Sandra is going to pray for the children, and then I'm going to pray the last prayer. We got about another, it's 10:09. They're still letting us go on, so I don't know how long. But anyway, Sister Sandra, you want to pray for the children?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for our life, our health, and our strength.
We thank you, Lord, for all the prayer requests. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer requests of Aunt Mildred. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer requests of Aunt Mildred, that, that God will continue to love the children and God will continue to pour out on the children. We thank God for that prayer, and we thank you, Lord, for the prayer that God will continue to protect and guide them in the right way. We thank God for the doctor that was on, that you will continue to bless her and anoint her, Lord, and continue to bless her business, oh God, and bless her spiritually also. We pray, Lord, that you will bless the singing group that was on today and that you will continue to pour into them and perfect them, Lord, in the way that you want them to go, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for all the children. Bless all the children of the world, oh God. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless the youth at Jacksonville and all over the whole world, and that you will bless all the youth pastors and the leaders and the teachers. Oh God, we pray that you will just continue your presence should just engulf them, and your protection would just engulf them all over the world, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, for how Sister G has this program on, and we pray that you will bless and anoint her for different programs, and we just thank you, Lord, and that you will give these children wisdom, and what to do, what not to do, and not let them be conforming to the world and what the world wants them to do, but what you would have them to do, Lord. And we just thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. I thank everybody for being on this morning. God loves you, and so do I. You have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled year. I appreciate Father God's presence with us every time we're on, and I just thank him for his goodness, because his goodness and his mercy is with us every day, and I thank him for brand new mercy. So I thank God for all of you who came on. I'm so sorry the little ones that were supposed to be on didn't come on, but hopefully next week, because they can sing. Ooh, they have powerful voices. So I thank God for what he's doing in all of our families. I just thank God for families all over the world. Anybody else have anything they want to say? Looks like they're still letting us be on a little bit longer. It's 10:12. Brother Vince, you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
All right, you want to close us out with that song? We'll let it go as long as we can.
Yes, ma'am.
The words that we say to our children have an impact on the beauty inside. We must lift them up with encouragement and give them love and positive words, because the children are future and the children are present, and they're beginning and a very end. The beauty inside of our children, please watch the words that we say to our children. Oh Lord, it's the beauty inside of our children. Please watch the words that we say to our children. Oh, Lord, we must keep the light in their eyes, shining through and through forevermore. See, the children are our most precious gift. We must lift them up with positive words, because the children are presence, and the children of fusion and their skinning and covering head. It's the beauty inside of us children.
All right, we went off.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Brother Vince. I thought we had gone
Anytime.
Off completely. I think the air, it did go off.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. Did you get to hear any of the other children singing?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, ma'am. Awesome.
Awesome?
Awesome. Yes, ma'am. Awesome.
Oh, I love that song you sang, too. I thank God for you.
Thank the Lord. Bless his name. Thank you, sister.
I
love you.
Up your wife. I know she's going to be healed by the Lord soon.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
See you very soon.
Okay. Okay.
Love
bye
you. Bye bye. Bill got somebody else on. 735. Who's that?
Sister Stewart.
Hey, girl. Okay.
Oh, I
all righty. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I didn't know I was supposed to hang up. I thought I was supposed to stay on.
Oh, no, you can hang up. Everybody can hang up now, so I'm gone. Look, love you.
Love you, too. God bless you.
You, too. Bye-bye. I'll call
bye-bye.
You later. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.